This is St. Louis Public Radio. Location is always key in real estate, especially when the zip code is 63135, Ferguson, Missouri. The city was a flashpoint for social unrest after the shooting death of Michael Brown by police officer Darren Wilson 2 years ago this month. But real estate agents say people are buying homes once again in the city. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard tells us that the selling points are affordable prices and community spirit.
Kathy Harnicker is house hunting in Ferguson. On this rainy Sunday afternoon, she's touring a three-bedroom brick ranch in the old Ferguson West neighborhood near the city's historic downtown. The home is move-in ready, with an updated kitchen and a lush private patio out back. Harnicker is impressed with the homes she's finding in Ferguson.
They have the best deals on property right now, and the property values can only go up.
She's downsizing and plans to move from South St. Louis.
The recent incidents in Ferguson certainly do affect my decision. I think that as time goes on, there will be less of a negative impact on the housing in Ferguson and the neighborhood. That would be my hope.
Real estate agent Amy Bikerk James says prices in Ferguson are attracting buyers. This ranch is listed at just over $110,000.
If you were to put this house in Maryland Heights or Webster Groves, you're easily looking at doubling the price on it.
Home sales are rising again in Ferguson, recovering from a steep decline during the turmoil of 2014. Real estate agents say Ferguson still has a way to go. But in June, 24 homes sold in the city, with the median price rising to $66,500. That's double the sales of a year ago. President of St. Louis Realtors Sandy Hancock says buyers are drawn to Ferguson's diverse housing, historic century homes, bungalows, and ranches on streets shaded by tall oak trees.
I think when buyers see numbers and they see facts, then they can make a good decision. So they can compare the value in different communities. And I think the numbers that we're seeing from Ferguson say that people are moving there.
Real estate agent Shannon Howard says she sold homes to families and young couples who have faith in the community. While some buyers avoid Ferguson because of the social unrest, others choose to move to the city because of it.
I've had a number of people that specifically bought houses because they wanted to be part of the solution moving forward, very social justice-minded people. I've seen a diverse array of people coming in and people that are excited to be there.
But Howard has also observed a growth in investor activity, out-of-town buyers who convert homes to rental property.
Are there challenges? Absolutely. Is a lot of it perception rather than reality? Absolutely. I still see positives, but it will take time.
Real estate agent Andrea Huseman says sales are up because Ferguson is a great place to live. She says worldwide media coverage of the protests missed a major part of the Ferguson story.
But what they didn't embrace was how this community stood together. Those types of community members didn't move. And you've got individuals that are still coming back and saying, I want to live in this community.
Zandra Carter also stopped by the open house on Sunday. She lives in the neighborhood, and she's always admired the well-kept ranch. She's interested in buying a second home as an investment, and she plans to stay in the city.
I love Ferguson. I do. I've been home now for 11 years.
I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.